books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
From computer geek to computer chic, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Actually, it's Ken Colburn and Matt Bauer. Brandon Disney is celebrating his fifth wedding anniversary with the lovely Sarah Disney in a very secretive, undisclosed portion of the world.
Secluded place in
Las Vegas.
Southwest.
So we may or may not hear from him. I'm not expecting to. In fact, I'd be very disappointed in him. In fact, he might actually be on a plane on his way back on a plane. So, in either way, we'll wish them all a happy anniversary. You can do the same. You can email him if you'd like through our website, datadoctors.com, or you can just call next week and say, "Hey, never thought you'd make it 5 years."
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Oh, I know. I'm so bad. Speaking of bad, let's talk to Bad Dave with Adele that's got a mouse that doesn't want to play. Dave, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thanks. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm trying to write to mail, and I do the subject, and then I scroll down to the comic scan, the font 12, but it won't click on down into to write a message.
You're talking about you're trying to write an email. What kind of email program are you using?
AOL.
I'm sorry. What? you want to repeat that?
Did you say AOL?
Yeah.
Okay. AOL's not an email program.
Are you using the web interface, or are you using the AOL software that's built in?
AOL software built in.
Yeah, that you've loaded it on. Okay. So you go to compose a message.
Right.
You can put in the who you want to send it to.
Right.
You can put in the subject line.
Right.
But you can't type anything in the actual body of the text.
Whether I press enter or tab or run the mouse and click it or anything. And even on Microsoft Word, if I go to Microsoft Word and go to open a file.
Yes.
I can click on to open a file, and then it'll show up the screen in a green highlight, and I'll click on that, but it won't open it.
Very strange. So you're not having a mouse problem per se. You're having an issue with a certain... What version of Windows are you running?
What version of Windows?
98 ME 2000 XP.
2000 XP.
2000? Or
yeah.
Is it XP? Does it give kind of a Knight Rider kind of screen when you start it up?
Yep.
Okay, so it's XP?
Do you know if you have administrator rights as the user that you're in?
Acrobat Reader...
No. When your machine comes on, does it ask you to choose a profile, or does it just automatically come up to Windows XP?
It just automatically comes up to Windows XP.
Okay. And you're the only user on this machine?
Yeah.
Okay. Any number of things can be causing that. Now, the tab key on your keyboard, mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay, the tab key generally allows you to go from field to field on a lot of programs.
Right, and it won't do it when I go to write a letter.
Okay.
When I go to write an email, it won't do it.
Okay, have you tried going to AOL.com and actually signing in and trying to do it through the actual web interface?
Yeah, it won't do it either.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with AOL, it has nothing to do with anything other. It's basically everything that you try to run.
Right, I can't even sign on to AOL. It won't sign on. The only way I can sign on to AOL is if I go to the start menu.
Yeah, it sounds like you might want to get an Apple, like an iMac or an iBook or... No.
A new computer,
No. The computer, the physical hardware is fine. Something very dramatic has happened to Windows. Something has gotten in there and really kind of messed it up pretty good.
Right.
When did this start?
Yeah.
Hello? Is this thing on?
It happened a couple weeks ago.
Okay, do you have any recollection of something that happened around that time? Some kind of catalyst? Was there a new piece of software? Did you have some major
I did start running my TurboTax, my Intuit TurboTax.
You installed it?
I installed it and started running that, and it worked fine. But then on that TurboTax, I got to some places down to where I had to file and put my name and my credit card number in and everything like that. It wouldn't let me do that either.
Do you have a teenager in the house?
No.
Do you have good antivirus software, spyware scans? You've done all that?
I ran the McAfee virus scan. Oh, there's a couple others I ran.
How about spyware? What do you have for spyware detection?
I have spyware.
No, you don't want spyware.
Spyware's bad.
What do you have to detect spyware? You know what? I'm going to put you on hold, Dave, because we're running out of time, and I want to be able to help you, and I'm not sure we're going to be able to do it in the next 12 seconds, so hang tight there. Maybe Dave's a little nervous being on the radio.
Yeah, maybe. Sounds like
I'm a little nervous being on the radio.
Me too.
After 11 years. Ken Colburn, Matt Bauer, the Data Doctors. It's time to go to break here, but when we come back, we got our Geek Speak of the Week. We got our Download of the Week. We got more stuff for the newsletter. We got AJ. We got Gary. We got John. We got all these people that they're willing to hold. We're willing to help them because we are, after all, the Data Doctors.
That's right.
And we're here to help you every Saturday from about 12:20 to 2 o'clock. Now the month of March, things are going to change. We're going to have one-hour shows throughout the month of March, so slightly abbreviated, but we'll still be here. We'll compact it all into an hour. It's what we do. It's Ken Colburn, Matt Bauer. It's time to take a break. We'll be back right after the news.